Occupy Santa Rosa has been quiet for the past few weeks, but it will return to public visibility tomorrow with a rally and march targeting Wells Fargo Bank. The actions are a collaboration with the Dream Alliance of Sonoma County, the Committee on Immigrant Rights, the Grayton Day Labor Center, and other community groups. Organizer Carl Patrick explains they're focusing on Wells Fargo for more than that company's role in the housing and foreclosure crisis.
Wells Fargo is a major investor in two of the three largest for-profit prison companies, the GEO Group and the Correction Corporations of America. Wells Fargo holds about 4 million shares in the GEO Group and about 500,000 in Correction Corporations of America. These groups run private for-profit immigrant detention centers, mostly in the South, Southern California, Arizona. And the cost per bed in each one of those prisons is about $122 per night. And that's taxpayer paying that. CCA made upwards of $1 billion last year, so did GEO Group. And Wells Fargo is a big part of that and getting the rewards from that.
A spokeswoman for the bank told the Press Democrat this week that Wells does not directly own shares of the two private prison companies. Instead, those shares are held by mutual funds managed by the bank. Regardless, the protesters see this support for the detention centers as hypocritical for an institution that has actively courted Latino customers.
One of Wells Fargo's focuses has always been advertising and promoting in the immigrant community. They were one of the first banks to accept the matricular IDs, the Mexican consular IDs, which undocumented folks can have as a means of identification. Wells Fargo actually has over 500,000 accounts just with those IDs. They kind of image themselves as the immigrant-friendly bank.
And Patrick charges, Wells Fargo also concentrated on minority communities with its most predatory lending practices.
One thing that Wells Fargo is notorious for and what they've been called out for around the country is specifically targeting low-income and communities of color, directing them into more risky loans, subprime loans, and stuff like that, which has really been at the heart of the housing crisis, pressuring people to take these loans, which they knew they weren't going to be able to pay back.
Patrick says the demonstration will include calls for fiscal changes, both by the bank and its account holders.
We've written a letter to the regional president of Wells Fargo asking them to divest, but for now we're asking people to take their money out of Wells Fargo, put their money in Exchange Bank to try to help us get the Doyle Scholarship back or to put it in a local credit union.
With these direct calls to action and their detailed indictment of one key member of the nation's financial elite, Patrick says Occupy Santa Rosa is demonstrating that they do, in fact, have a message to communicate.
Targeting Wells Fargo for a specific reason and having a specific demand of them, working with Exchange Bank and the JC to try to get the Doyle Scholarship back for JC students. These are concrete issues. So no one can really say like, oh, Occupy Santa Rosa doesn't have a message. They're just muddled. It's just not the case anymore.
The rally will begin at noon Friday outside the former Albertsons grocery store on Sebastopol Road in Roseland, with a march to Courthouse Square to follow. Patrick sees the events as an important step in recognizing and promoting diversity among the 99%ers.
We're building a bridge with the immigrants' rights community. This is just the first step of that, and we're going to see a lot more of this in the near future, where we're trying to build more of a presence in areas like Roseland, in South Park, parts of Santa Rosa that have really been hit hardest by this economic crisis.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.